Welcome to the Minisode, Adam.
Hilda, it's an absolute pleasure to be on the Minisode.
So you referred to binders toward the end of our detoxing interview, and I wanted you to go a little bit more in depth. As I understand them, they're almost like escorts that help certain things out of the body. They take the hand of the heavy metal or the particular chemical you're trying to get rid of and escort it out. Is that right?
Yes. So binders are substances that go into our bodies and they will bind on to heavy metals, plastics, all these different chemicals that we end up accumulating in our body and escort them out of the body. Now, there are different binders for different types of toxins. Some binders are just for the gut, and due to the size of their molecular structure, they don't leave the gut. So an example is bentonite clay. And actually, bentonite clay was referenced a lot by Weston A. Price on his tours around the world. So bentonite clay is an amazing binder. And what's also special about bentonite as well, it has a process called ketonic exchange where it gives you minerals and pulls out the heavy metals. So that's a really good binder. But then obviously we have toxicity all through the body. We can accumulate it in all the fat tissues in the body, especially the brain. So then you can get products like nanozeolite products, which are able to bypass and go through the digestive tract and go around the body and grab onto those toxins and safely escort them out through the stool. So binders are really useful because as we are doing detoxification processes, we're rustling up these toxins. And again, we need the detox pathway to be open so they can escape, but we also want to get them out as quickly as possible. So that's why we use binders to assist in that process.
But if you don't use binders, does it simply slow down the process or does it actually make it dangerous?
It will slow down the process, and depending on what you're doing, it could make it dangerous. Now, by dangerous, you're not going to feel great. You're going to feel like you've been hit by a bus. You're going to feel like you've got the flu. It's those types of symptoms. A Herxheimer reaction is flu-like symptoms. You're like, oh my goodness, I feel terrible. So we want to make sure that if we are pulling these toxins from wherever they've been resting, sometimes for years, we want to make sure that they don't redistribute and land somewhere else. And obviously drinking water helps with that process, but we can aid in that assistance by taking binders to grab them. And it's by electrical charge. So binders are negatively charged. Toxins are positively charged. They bind together, they're locked in, and they become inert. They can no longer do what they had previously done. And there's only one solution, and that's making their way out through the body, out through the stool.
Now, are there certain binders that you were like, okay, I don't want to play with that one because maybe it's too potent or doesn't have a good reputation?
There are many binders. And as I said, certain binders are better at binding certain things. The worst case scenario with a binder is you take too much and it gives you constipation. There's not going to be a scenario where it does damage. It's just going to block. It's just going to back you up and block you up. Hence why detox pathway is open before we start binding. And then when we're taking the binders, we ease into it. We see how the body feels. Now, how's it impacted my bowel movements, for example? You know, some of the nano-sized binders, they're literally, it's water. You're spraying water in your mouth because they're so small, they're suspended in water. So there's no real challenge there with constipation. But, you know, activated charcoal, bentonite clay, they can, if taken too much, can cause you constipation. So it's understanding your body. Everyone's different. For example, with bentonite clay, if you have diarrhea, you can drink the whole thing. You can drink the sediment that falls to the bottom and the water. Whereas for me, normally I'll shake up the bentonite clay. It will settle overnight and I'll just drink the milky water. If I was to drink the sediment, it might give me a little bit of constipation, but I don't have diarrhea. So again, it varies upon what's going on with you in that moment, you know, how your body responds to it. But as I said, the worst case is a bit of constipation. The best case is you avoid any of these really uncomfortable Herxheimer reactions that you can get which is part of the deal with detox.
Yeah.
You will feel a bit off at times, but you offset that massively when you use minerals, as we said, and binders to bind up those toxins.
You offset that feeling, and you also, as you were saying earlier, avoid the resettling of whatever you're trying to get out of the body into some other organ or some other part in your body. So you're really helping expedite the exit of what's unwanted in the body.
Exactly.
Awesome. Well, thanks for being a part of the mini-sode. We appreciate you so much, Adam.
Thank you, Hilda. It's been a pleasure.